Would you like to play another game?
Absolutely.
No, thank you.
So in this game, you're going to be competing against each other.
Okay.
Did you know, creator of Peanuts, cartoonist Charles Schulz, and Nobel laureate Bob Dylan were both born in Minnesota?
No.
Fun fact. I didn't know that.
Did they go to the same diner?
Maybe. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Maybe they collaborated on songs as children.
Exactly. Exactly where you've led us, Phil.
So the reason why we told you that is because we have ruined some famous Bob Dylan songs by changing their lyrics to be about characters from Peanuts.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yes.
So to earn a point, you only need to do one of the following three things. Identify the Peanuts character that I'm singing about, or identify the Dylan song that I parodied, or just answer in the voice of an adult from Peanuts cartoons. So we're going to go back and forth, and we're going to start with you, Catherine, okay? So this one's for you.
Okay.
How many times can a boy kick a ball if the ball's always pulled from the tee? How many times can a boy fly a kite if the kite's always munched by a tree? Yes, and how can a boy love a red-headed girl if his love is a thing she can't see? The answer, my friend, well, who's that boy again? To answer, say, who's that boy again?
It's Charlie Brown, and the answer's Blowing in the Wind. You're such a beautiful singer.
Oh, Bravo. Thank you very much.
That was lovely. I could have just
I was strangely moved.
Yes.
It is.
Why am I crying?
I was. I found myself like reenacting the Peanuts stories in my mind.
I know.
It was like suddenly 7 years old.
It is kind of amazing, though, to think of a character, someone writing a character of a depressed child.
Yeah.
No help. Yeah. No explanation.
He's got existential dread.
And yeah. He's full on.
And he's also bald. It's a very strange choice.
And he's surrounded by nightmare types. Literally, no one's throwing him a bone.
It's true. All right, here's your next one. This is for you, Philip.
Was in another lifetime, back in World War I. Jumped in my sop with camel, and I flew into the sun. Shot down by the Red Baron, the daydream lost its form. I'm back atop my doghouse, sleeping where it's warm.
Okay, Snoopy.
It is Snoopy, that is correct.
Shelter from the Storm.
Shelter from the Storm is correct. That's right.
Are doghouses still a thing?
I think they are. And in fact, I saw on social media recently, I can't remember what movie star model guy did it, but they actually installed an air conditioner into it.
No.
Yes.
Okay. That's.
I mean, granted, global warming's a thing, but
yeah. Don't worry.
They had like full on air conditioning and there was like a Labrador being like.
That's awesome.
And the Labrador takes a gas-guzzling dog car to the house.
That's right. That's right, where he operates his fondue machine for lunch.
Right, his frozen margarita maker.
Is the private jet ready? Gas it up.
Gas it up and keep it running.
Exactly.
All right, Catherine, this is for you.
Okay.
Only 5 cents. Let's begin. The sign says the psychiatrist is in. Sitting in her booth, she'll tell you the truth. Though she's often tactless and uncouth. What's the name of this girl?
Lucy.
It's Lucy.
And I have no idea what the song is, but it was very pretty.
That was Just Like a Woman.
Just Like a Woman.
That's right.
Pass that man the guitar.
I mean, I'm ready to back you up, John.
I mean, I dabble.
Listen.
All right, here is your last one, Philip. It is for you.
Out in a field,
I'm sitting out in a field. The night is Halloween. Where's that great pumpkin bean? I guess he isn't here. Just wait until next year.
Linus.
Yeah, that is Linus, Waiting for the Great Pumpkin. You are correct.
Like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
I love that we adapted Waiting for Godot for kids. Isn't that great?
Really? Genius.
That's exactly.
Yeah. You guys did great, right?
That was so fun.
That was so awesome. You guys did great. Can I just say, making up all those questions.
That's really complicated.
Listen, it was a group effort, and we all pulled together and made a great thing together. We should be very proud.
We did. We also sound a whole lot like the team that got second place right now. Like, you know what? You know what? You did good. I did good. And we all did good.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. So looking forward to Working Moms Season 5 coming up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sophia. Thanks, Jonathan.
See you guys. Bye. Bye.
That's Katherine Reitman and Philip Sternberg. The first 4 seasons of their show Working Moms are available on Netflix. After the break, forget Comic-Con. We've got Comic Vaughn, which, by the way, I mean my friend, comedian Baron Vaughn. He's ready and barren to go. Oh, no. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.